Where's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well.
Well.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
Oh, snap. Okay. Okay.
And it, fair enough. You can always send in your Am I the Jerks. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. A lot of people slide into our DMs and they get found eventually.
Eventually.
The Kiss DMs, our DMs, whatever.
Whatever.
This is what she says. She says, Allie and DZ, I just celebrated my 21st.
Congrats.
Happy birthday. She said, I had a big party with lots of friends. I told everyone to dress up. It was going to be a special night until we got to the bar. And my one friend walked in way too extra.
Way.
She had a bright red dress on with a big boa, even though I had already asked everyone to wear black because I was going to be wearing red. And she made me feel self-conscious about my outfit, even though I had put a lot into it. My other friend said she was out of line and also agreed she was extra. But I didn't want to be rude and tell her she looked bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or did she look good and you were trying to lie and say she looked bad?
Yeah. So I'm still mad about it. And I want to know if I'm the jerk for being mad. My friend outdressed me on my birthday, took all my shine. It's a big day to me and it was my 21st.
21 is a big, you know, a big deal had for
it,
a lot of people.
Had it not been my 21st and had I not had colors assigned, I might not have cared that much.
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Well, maybe your friend's dyslexic, right?
One time, I didn't read the invite, and I did this. But I sure as hell didn't show up with a boa and try to outshine. It was a bridal, bachelorette party.
Okay.
And everyone was supposed to wear black.
Same and, importance, though, because it's like...
I didn't read it. And I just showed up, and they're like, Allie, why are you wearing, like, bright pink or red or something? I was like,
I don't know.
So embarrassed.
Why are y'all all in black?
So embarrassed, you guys. I wanted to die. So anyway, my point is that was an accident, but it sounds like this person just likes to be the center of attention and is extra and kind of stole the shine on her birthday.
It does sound like it a little bit. Yeah, yeah. But then I also think of the fact that being outdressed is a state of mind.
Really?
In a lot of ways.
Oh, how? Because it's how you feel.
It's how you feel.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. You're so right. It's how you carry yourself. You could be in anything.
And it's your birthday. It's your time. I mean, I don't know if it was intentional. It kind of sounds that way.
Yeah.
Right? By if you say, hey, everybody, dress to the nines, wear black.
Yeah.
Right? And you got the one homie that comes up in powder blue or red, whatever.
Yep.
You go, hey, you either didn't read the invite, which has happened, of course. You just know, I'm coming to support the friend. Don't really care what I wear.
Right.
Or you purposely wore the same color. I don't know if she wanted people to think it was her birthday, but that's probably what really happened.
David from the East Side, were they both single, competing for the same tail? David, nobody says tail.
David does.
Tail. It sounds so old school, David. Boy,
out here, what a
somebody
tie.
Somebody said to name her Ragey Ruby.
That's good. Because Ruby's also red. Y'all are smart. Oh, y'all got levels to it.
Okay, so wait, do you think she's a jerk for being mad her friend outdressed her? Because I actually think this is a little dramatic, but I also know that you are very serious about outfits and you're very serious about fits and how you feel.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're going to support her.
I want to. But again, it comes back to being outdressed is a state of mind. If you think somebody is better than you or dressed better than,
it's a state of mind.
It's because you think their outfit is better than yours. You think what they have is better than yours.
You know
she
what?
Didn't. I mean, whether it's she arrived with that notion or not, you let that thought creep in.
It really is how you carry yourself because, you know, we all have good days and we all have bad days.
Yep.
And you and I, we've been doing this forever. So we go into a room. We're not shy in front of people if we have to be in front of people. But one day I was out and a friend of mine said, oh, somebody I know saw you. And they said, you walked in. You were so confident. I go, I was. And I go, oh my God.
Me?
And I go, is that right? So I had that feedback. I go, well, damn, now I'm really going to carry myself that way because apparently you can walk. I didn't look good. I didn't have much on, but it was the way I walked into the room
and
owned it. And I was so proud of that moment. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying because it totally is. And this is just like how we get to know people and they look better or worse as you get to know them. And they can could be wearing anything.
A 10 out of 10 outfit anything. Turns into a 5 yeah. with a sour attitude.
So true.
So as much as I want to say, yeah, girl, it's your day. You're 21. It's a big, you know, big endeavor. As we get older, we realize that what you wear doesn't matter.
No.
And you can wear what you want.
And I love how society has the one thing Kanye did do.
For the most part.
The one thing Kanye did do, the only thing, give us sweats as normal.
He also gave us Graduation. He made good music.
He did give us one or two albums. Okay, a few albums.
He's a great producer.
A few albums.
Anyway, fine. Aside from the point.
But it's hard for me to admit that now.
He changed fashion.
Yes, he did. And there was a lot of, we got down to sweats. I mean, you're doing fashion shows with sweats on. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Holes in everything.
And people were like, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, he literally took a sweatshirt and poked a hole in it.
It's so posh.
Like, what?
Oh, I love
it. What are we doing? But I'm in.
Right.
Okay.
You modify the standard, but then you set a standard. And she set a standard, and the standard mm-hmm. wasn't met. So at the same time, you can't falter for going, hey, mm-hmm. you kind of bogus for not listening to the dress code, girl. You didn't read. You didn't endeavor. You didn't even care enough to go, you just showed up in what your best linens were.
Well, two texts back-to-back disagree with each other. Sarah from Maguanago said, not the jerk. She did request everyone to wear black.
True.
Ugh. The one right above that says, jerk. First of all, I don't understand why people are making dress codes for a birthday party. If only this girl would realize how 20 years from now this will never even matter.
That's a fact.
She might be temporarily frustrated, but in the big picture of life, does this really matter? It shouldn't matter if she felt go on. Or I can't read anymore. Sorry.
Oh, the way the texts come in.
They're all running together. Yeah. I hate her text so much. Yeah. Anyway, you get the picture.
I get the picture.
So, yeah.
What do you say? What do you think? You ain't answered. You tiptoed a little bit.
It's hard for me. I'm going to say, dang it. I'm going to say jerk.
Yeah.
Because I think she needs to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I get why she was upset on her birthday.
It's your birthday.
But how can I?
You're 21st.
How can I go on the other side when I, too, showed up to a party and didn't read about the dress code, DZ? How can I? How
you made an honest mistake, right?
Yeah, well.
You didn't show up dressed like you were all white, ready for the wedding.
True.
This person said, everybody wear black, I'm wearing red. And the friend came up dressed in red. Why?
I don't know. I just spilled coffee on myself again. I'm so mad right
Why?
Now. I'm so mad at myself. Unbelievable. I'm having a horrible day with outfits. Speaking about, it's like it was made for this day.
Today is a bad outfit day.
Today is the bad outfit day.
This conversation just got even crazier.
I spilled coffee this morning. Again. We had a whole question of the day about it. Unbelievable. Like, why is this happening to me? I feel like her. Why are we victims? I spilled coffee. Why?
Ruby's getting out dressed. Allie's spilling coffee, bro.
This
it's outfit
is unbelievable.
Central.
Okay, let's go to the phones. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad she outdressed. Her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
Her birthday.
I can't wait to hear what everybody says next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Raging Ruby.
Such a good name. One of my favorites.
Raging Ruby wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that her friend outdressed her on her birthday.
It's tough.
She had a dress code. It was 21st. And the friend comes in with a bright red dress and a big boa and made her feel self-conscious about her outfit, even though she put a lot into it. So she's saying she told everybody to wear black. And the friend comes in with the red.
Just straight dismissed the dress code.
Yeah, she
granted,
didn't care.
It's a suggestion. Can't nobody make you do nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Let's go to the phones. Let's start with, why don't we start with Camille in Milwaukee this morning on 8. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning.
Hey, turn the radio down a little bit. Buenos dias.
Yeah, Camille, when I first answered the phone, she's like, turn your radio down, Camille. She goes, I want to go both ways. I go, well, you can't go both ways Jerk. You have to pick a side.
No Midwest nice today.
It wouldn't be Am I the Jerk otherwise. So, Camille, is she the jerk for being mad her friend outdressed her on her birthday?
Yes. She is a jerk.
She is a jerk.
Even though if you feel like a certain type of way because mm-hmm. your friend is wearing red, mm-hmm. that's on you,
mm-hmm.
and that's a security problem. Insecurity.
Know what you meant.
Yeah. Confidence.
Because. Yep. I might not be the best looking person in the world, but when I go into the room, I always try to make a statement.
I gotta try. Yep. No, go ahead, Camille.
And, you know, but the friend is a jerk because if she had read that invitation, it's like Allie was an accident. Probably hers was not. So she is not a friend.
Well, then that would make her not the jerk, so, Camille.
For this being is mad.
Camille's trying to play both sides.
Camille's a little confused.
Are you?
No.
Who's the jerk?
She is a jerk because, like I said, she's not on her.
She's too insecure,
she's
and it's her problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. Let me translate for you. Camille said, you get where I'm going with the Camille's. Yeah. She's insecure, and that's on her, not the friend.
Even though the friend was bogus.
She's saying the birthday girl is the jerk.
Correct.
Got it. Even though you're wrong, got it. Okay.
She was explaining the Midwest Nights as to why the not the jerk slips in a little bit, but it still don't say jerk.
Got you,
Camille.
Thank you, Camille. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye. Much love. Bye.
You know what? I don't blame her. We get confused ourselves, and we host this damn show.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're like, wait, who's the jerk?
Is the jerk?
Who's the what?
Nah, she says, yes, jerk, for being mad.
Because sometimes they write in and we get confused, you guys. I mean, it's not. Come on. Let's go to Rico in Milwaukee. Let's see what he thinks. Hi, Rico. Good morning.
Good morning, Allie BZ.
What up, Papa? Buenos dias.
Yeah. Talk to us. Which way you going? Jerk or not the jerk for basically, you know, outdressing her on her birthday?
Not the jerk, because you can't. Like you said, you can't control everybody's outfits. I mean, even though she read that whole thing about, oh, you got to wear this, wear that. Well, I'm guilty of that because I went to the wedding not caring and wear whatever I want.
I can see you doing that, Rico.
Yeah, regardless. You know, it's like if she's got an issue, here's the tissue. I mean,
we're stealing that. If she's got an issue, here's a tissue?
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's your 21st birthday. Yes, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about me.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't sit there and be mad about somebody dressing up better than you. Oh, well, maybe you should step up your game.
Okay, Rico.
Rico, rip the Band-Aid, don't you?
Now he's getting crazy. Okay,
hey,
chill out.
If there's an issue, here's a tissue.
Stop. Goodbye, Rico. I am stealing that, though.
Much love. Later. Peace,
That
man.
Was the quote of the week.
That was
if
good.
There's an issue, get a tissue.
That was good. You say that to the babies all the time.
Yeah, well, and I want you to get a tissue because you can cry. It's okay to cry.
It's your birthday.
Get a
you
tissue.
Can cry if you want to.
So that makes us split down the middle. Let's go to Jennifer in Brown Deer. She can be the tiebreaker. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right.
Morning.
So she's upset. Her friend outdressed her on her 21st birthday and stole her shine. Mm. She's still mad about it.
Yeah, she's the jerk. That's a petty thing to be upset with. It's your birthday. What matters is if you felt good, if you had fun, your people showed up for you. That's what's important, not what somebody else wore.
I hear it. Did you have a good time?
She's worrying about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If you had 20 people there and one of them showed up in the wrong color, are you worried about the one or the 19 that are there to rock with you for real?
Yeah.
Right. Just have yourself a good time. Don't worry about what somebody else was wearing. Feel good about yourself. That's what matters.
That's easy for you to say until I send a dress code out. Nobody listened to it. Says you.
Until it's my rule.
Until it's my rule,
for my
exactly.
birthday party, though. I want everybody to be who they are.
Fair. Fair.
Well,
no,
she
for
doesn't.
Sure, Jennifer. Not Ruby.
Right.
That's what she said.
All right, Jennifer. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you guys too. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
Bye. Ah, so there you go. She is
the
jerk for being upset. You got to get over it. There's an issue. Get a tissue. Mm-hmm.